Late last month, the eviction ban on subsidized housing, part of the Federal CARES Act, came to an end. As 30-day notices start to expire, what's next? Emily O'Donnell is a lawyer here in Chattanooga. Emily, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Ray.
When the pandemic hit, you knew what was going to be coming when it came to evictions. Tell us more.
Yes. So as soon as we realized that the pandemic was going to cause a huge shutdown of the whole economy, it was clear that there would be economic devastation. What really made people scared was the shutdown of the courts, because we knew that people would be falling behind on rent and that there would be this kind of huge backlog gathering and that we would have a huge eviction problem for the foreseeable future.
And then what are we seeing right here, right now in Chattanooga and Hamilton County?
We are seeing a lot of evictions. Right now, we are in a little bit of a lull. So there was a federal moratorium that applied to federally backed mortgages, federally funded public housing, things like that, Section 8. During that moratorium, we were in court a lot arguing where sometimes landlords were trying to evict, even though they were subject to the moratorium, and then private landlords also were still evicting at that time. So we were dealing with a lot of cases that had been kind of pent up during the court closure, and then also the private non-moratorium cases. The moratorium ended a couple weeks ago, but the landlords that were subject to the moratorium have to issue a 30-day notice before proceeding. The next wave will be when that 30-day notice expires. And a lot of cases that were filed improperly or filed prior to the shutdown were passed off until August, September, October. So we will be dealing with those in the weeks and months to come.
And some of these resources, because of the action or lack of action in Washington, have dwindled.
Some of them have. Some of them have dwindled more slowly than we would hope. So there are several different pots of money available, and our project is coordinating legal assistance with financial assistance, our thesis being that those two things combined would be more powerful than each individually. So the judges were concerned that landlords might take the assistance payments and not properly dismiss their cases. So there's a benefit to have an attorney on the case to make sure that they act in good faith. That has happened in crises past with that had federal bailout money. There's a city fund, and there's also a community foundation fund that's housed at CNE. So each fund has different restrictions, and by having access to both, we can kind of fill in the gaps.
So what are you hearing from folks at this time then?
People are very frustrated with some of the restrictions on the city funding. It's limited. You have to live within the city limits. You have to have documentation that your income was lowered due to COVID, or you have to have worked in an industry that was well known to have shut down. They will only pay up to 3 months of rent. They will not cover court costs or attorney's fees. So if anyone didn't get the city funding and their case was already filed, they need a little bit extra, and we can dip into the other fund. It's meant to be much more flexible. So people are very frustrated. Some people, their bosses refuse to give separation notices. A lot of clients, surprisingly, lost their income, but they weren't exactly laid off due to COVID. There was something else, like they were on an unpaid maternity leave and then they couldn't go back. So there's not a document that shows that. So a lot of people who really felt that they should be eligible were denied. I spoke with a woman today who didn't lose her job, but she lost her childcare. And so her employer is working with her, but she's had to severely reduce her hours because her special needs son can't get the care that he needs. So she has to take care of him and not go to work. So there are just a whole lot of barriers to people that are causing a lot of stress right now.
And what are you hearing? What are you seeing from communities in our area beyond Chattanooga? What's comparable? What's different?
I have really had kind of my head down in this work. I've been really busy, and I'm only working in Hamilton County on this particular project. But certainly, we have connected with other programs across the state and across the country that are looking to solve the eviction problem and figure out how to stabilize it in the future. That's a huge component of this project, is that CNE will be developing some policy recommendations so that we can shore up housing stability and not have this type of crisis again. I think that what we're seeing here is pretty comparable to other places. There's a lot of conflicting data, and it's very difficult to get good data in Tennessee because our records are not electronic or easily. You can't run a perfect report of everything that's happened.
And if people want more information about this project, if they're looking for help, how can they get in touch?
Anyone who is behind on their rent and has received a notice to vacate can contact Chattanooga Neighborhood Enterprise at 423-756-6201. They will be prompted to leave a message. Someone will call them back and get back all their information to qualify them for the program. If they are interested in applying for the city assistance, they can go to chattanooga.gov and click through to the rental assistance program. And then somebody there, they have a great staff of people. They have made thousands of contacts with Chattanoogans and Hamilton County residents. If they qualify, they will be ushered through. The question there is, do they qualify?
All right. Emily, thanks so much.
Thank you.